Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Eschai Yochevet Fege, Basmichai Vespasia. It's mostly the schus for Shira Peshtemar, Shalom Hashem Mordechai. And with the Nishmas Maris Esther, Basmur Shmuel, we'll be continuing our series of Shiurim Siyati Tishmaya in the Sefer HaKadosh, Or Einayim, in the Heilige Heilige Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl, and we're in Parshas Dvorim, Vamedrash Tanchum Eile Dvorim, Omri Yisrael, Moshe Esmol Amalta Loish Dvorim Anoichi, Ve'achshav Yishtam Adavil Kol Kach. Says, these are the words of Moshe. The Jewish people said to Moshe yesterday, you said, I'm not a man of words. And now you're speaking as Zoy Fiel, Kol Kach Erbe Atam Dabir. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Shtak Kaved Peh, Shanei Et HaTorah V'Trapei. Moshe Moshe, Lamad Et HaTorah B'Midbar. When you are Kvat Peh, when one has a speech impediment, so you should learn Torah. Torah is going to be Merapei him, he'll be healed. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah in the Midbar. V'Nakdim HaPasuk. And in order to understand this Medrash, let us first quote the Pasuk that we see later on. Chapter 2, verse 3. Rav Lechem Soy Besar Zeh Open Lechem Tzvayna. You have encircled this mountain long enough, turn northward. Rashi, Sova Lechem Luach Mizrachis Menador Mitzof and Pnecha Mitzof and Nimtzu Olchem Mizrach Mizrachis. Zeh Shenem Arva Yavom Mizrach Shemesh Leretz Moyov. Turn you along the eastern side of Moab, from the south to the north. Your face is directed to the north. Consequently, they were traveling along the east side of Moab, and this is what is meant when it says in Judges 11:18, and they came by the east side of the land of Moab. So it says in the pasuk, "Sovu lechem neruach mizrachis." I want you to turn along the eastern side. Go to the eastern side. From the south to the north, with your face to the north. Right, when they were in the Midbar, they were to the south of Eretz Yisrael. So in the middle, they have to go north. But it says to go along the eastern side. And the question is,
says Rabbeinu, Lahav Enyan, what's the sign of Pnias and Lemizrach? Why are they going to the east? Pasuk doesn't say anything about the east. Rashi says east. If you want to understand this better, you can look at a map. But the point we have to understand is that they're going east. What's the point of going east?
When they're in the secret of, it's known that the secret of Mitzias Mitzrayim is that they were Mitzrayim. Das was begalus, uvekatnus. The das was in exile, was diminished. Shelo yadu adas shalem lavod Hashem yizborach b'tanig moichin gedom. They didn't know complete das, how to serve God with pleasure and with big moichin. Das is called moichin. They didn't know how to serve Hashem with the proper das, with the proper seichel, like it says in the pasuk, Divrei Hayomim 1 Chronicles 28:8-9, das elokei avicha. It means to be serving Hashem, to serve Hashem with the skashus, with tainu kanoida, because das is lashon of yichud, of becoming one, of unification, and tainuk, and pleasure, as we see in the pasuk Vayeda the Mischava Yishto, and Adam knew his wife. So knowing in the biblical sense means a great experience of pleasure. And in Golos Mitzrayim, their das was very small.
Mitzrayim Neitzar yom. Mitzrayim is miloshen meitzar yom. Loi meshadal shem shudas alchom meitzar katnus. Shloi samadas go agodol. Their avoid it wasn't betanyu, because they were meitzar yom. They were narrow water. In other words, that the das that comes from Chachma was in a narrow place. As Rabbeinu writes in Parshas Va'eiro, Ki Mitzrayim osos Neitzar Yom. Neitzar means like narrow. Kol Rodfei Sigua Ben HaMitzarim, narrow places. In other words, he's in the narrow places next to the water, but he's not in the water. If he's in the water, he's in the Yamachachma, it's Givaldi. Somebody who doesn't have Das is in the Meitzer, he's in the narrow places next to the water. He hasn't entered the Yamachachma. In the Sefer Yismach Levan Shabbos, he writes, "Meitzi Amukshei Sobe Katnis Sechel." That's Katnis Sechel. Then he called Meitzi Shem Achachma. It's the narrowing of the Yam Achachma. B'Sef Shachachma Yen Achachma B'Kashayim B'Katnis. Built the Yeshua the Kabbalah Torah. It's impossible to Kabbalah Torah. Skalas Hadas. You come in with Das. It can't be with Kabbalah Torah, which is a revelation of Das, because the Kabbalah doesn't have Das. It should be the Kabbalah Sechel. We have some Mitzrayim. The Kiblu Atayra, and then they went to the expansive places. That's the idea of Meitzi. Meitzi is a narrow place. One's not able to talk. And then when he goes into the sea, then it goes into the expansive sea. Then it's going to be expansive water. But now we're in the Meitzar. We're in the narrow. It could be you're in the water, but it's narrow. So you don't have proper das. Or it could be you're in the narrow places. You're not in the water. But the point is that you're not in the Yam HaChachma. You're not in the Yam HaChachma. You're not in this sea of wisdom. That's Katnis HaDas. And that's what we had in Mitzrayim. We didn't have the Das. We didn't have the Tainu Vayeda the Meschava Yishto. We didn't have that spiritual pleasure of Iskashus, of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shloitzim Adas HaGodol B'tzis Mitzrayim Shatzim Ena Meitzar Yom. And in Mitzrayim, they went out of this Meitzar Yom, that's going out of Mitzrayim, out of this narrow place, into Eretz Tovu Rechova, the expansive place of Eretz Yisrael after they got the Torah. Shin Skat Mitzrayim Adas Hashem. That their Das Hashem became greater, and God knew. Their Das Elohim was elevated, in other words, Ved Elohim being God knows, and Ved Elohim is they knew God. They had expansive Das, to serve God with pleasure, with purity, with shining. Which is the greatest simcha shel mitzvah avoda. Like Chazal tell us that they had so much das that we touch Ayim Adrega that a Shifcha saw on the Yam, what even Ezekiel didn't see in his heavenly visions of the chariot. And what does it mean that in Swablam Dash, since they had Ribu Yadas and they went out of the Katnus, was Bisimcha Balachain. We learn that the Yikra avoid the Simcha says it do as Hashem b'simcha. It's so good we're in the 9 days, but we still talk about Simcha. It says Mamata b'simcha, not Mavata b'simcha. Mutzina b'kraach shkatzim b'Hashem b'yiro. We have another pasuk that says that we should serve God with fear. V'emesiu Moshe's b'shas b'Hashem b'yiro gilu b'rod. Mokil Hashem teirod. We have another pasuk that says serve God with fear and rejoice with trembling. Doesn't only say do as Hashem b'yiro. It says do as Hashem b'yiro gilu b'rod. Chazal said, "Mokum Gil Shem Teirad." In the place of joy, there should be fear. To understand the Gemara, year of fear is the gate to God. I should speak me of Obor Rishloch Miras Hashem. Shetchilas Kol Abigdos. Shetchilas Rabbi Dibur. Shetchilas Dibro Hadiburim. So Shtakin Lo Bisrael Lo Yerasi Yisbarach. So why don't we be part of the serve God with Simcha? And the other be part of the serve God with Yira. And the truth is both. The Makom Gila and the place of joy, Sham Teira Adda, there should be fear also. So how do you have fear with joy? So it's known that Yira is the gate to Hashem, Asher Tzadikim Yavobo. Reish is Chachem, what's the beginning of words of Yira is Hashem. And the beginning of this speak, of the words that you speak, Dibra Diburim, that you speak to Hashem, you have to be Makdim, Yirov Hashem. Roshtakim Levi Tisoyer, Levi Yiros Yisbara, Yimish Leg Das, Shu Tainu, Komu. And if a person has Das, which is Tainu, as they Al Yidei Hadas, O Nimshach Leg Tainu, Godo, Vavri Yosem, Eor Lama Tainu, U Maschil, Lavri Des Hashem, Bissimcho. And if after, he's Makdim Yira, he has Das, which is Tainug, like we said. So you start off with Yira. Yira is the Shai Hashem. Reishis Chochma, the beginning, is Yira Hashem. So if after you're Makdim Yira, you have Chinas Das, which is Tainug. So through that Das, you're going to have a great Tainug in your Avodah. Me'olam HaTainug, U'maskel Av Hashem B'Simcha. In other words, after a person has Yira, he has Tainug. And he gets it from above. Nimshach loy tainu godo me oilam atainu. Aza oilam, no oilam asel yoinim. That's called oilam atainu. It comes down. After you start off with fear, it gets to simcha. And you see that, by the way. You see the avoid of the gedolim of the tzaddikim. You see how moly besimcha they were. V'nim tzishem akashir miyachid umales oilam ayirov. Oilam atainu. So the shleimus avodah is when you're makdim yiras Hashem, then you're serving God with das that brings to tainug, and through this you're mekasher and you're miyachid and you're male oilam hayira. In other words, Oilam HaYira, we have the Gevaldiker Morei Naim HaMavur, who explains as follows. We have the Oilam HaYira, which is Bechinas Malchus, which is also the Oilam HaDibur. Dibur is Malchus in Kabbalah. And Oilam HaTainu is only got Bina. The Ikar Avodah has been Bekasher Malchus with Bina. Through that, you're sweetening all the Dinim. So this is Deep Kabbalistic in Yanim, just saying the words. So the Shleim is HaVodah. It's your Makdim Yir Hashem, and then you serve Hashem with Das, the Prince to Tainu. And through this, your Makasher, the Oilam Yir, the Oilam Atainu. Your Makasher, Bechinas Malchus, Bechinas Bino, Vaidei Mashim, the Sarev Akir Baka. And once you have this unification, create this unification of Yir and Tainu, Kanoida, the Sarusa Delatato, the Sarusa Eila, the arousing from above, is telling your arousal from below. And therefore, down below, your Miyachi, the Oilam Yir, and Oilam Atainu. So that's Ma'ira, the Maila. There should be a Chibur of a true Chibur of Olam HaTainug and Olam HaYira. Ule Havinecho. Ezu Hidas Shemam Shichu Es HaYira Olam HaTainug. And help you understand. What is this Das that brings the Yira to Tainug? The Navi said that the mouth of God is speaking. That's a verse in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14. That every person is speaking Torah and Tefillah. First, he comes in the gate of Yira. In other words, he's Makabel. The yoke of God's fear on himself, because Yira is the gate. And without that, you cannot come to any good, as Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Yisrael Ban Saita. And after he comes to the Shari Yotzach Leidol Ha'amin, he has to know, he has to believe. Kifiva Medavidi Burim Mamish Piv Yisbarach. He has to know and believe that his mouth, speaking words, is Mamish, the mouth of God. That's the godliness that dwells in every person. That you're speaking these words with the power of the godly portion. Open up my mouth. That's the world of Dibur that's contracted into the mouth of a person from a word standard of Makom Acher, like we explain elsewhere. Parshas Matos and Parshas Veschanan says Rabbeinu and Veschanan. So we should know that everything you have, all your movements, all your speech, it's all coming from above. That's Hashem's Svasai Tiftach. Ki Adnus, which is the Olam Adibur, Hashem, is Svasai Tiftach, is in the mouth of a person. And that's the godliness that dwells within a person. That you have to know that your mouth that speaks words is mamish the mouth of God, which is chelak Hashem mamish. That's the godliness that's within every person. That's what's helping you speak. That's what's giving you the koach hadibur. It's pigis barach kibiyachol. And that's the union of Das that brings the Tainug. After you know this is complete Emunah, that God is speaking these Diburim, the idea of a Lord Tainug, God, we're going to have tremendous Tainug. He said, that's how you get greater Das. In other words, you believe, you know that these words are coming from God, and you have tremendous Tainug. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking these words through you, how else would you be speaking? And that's why in Melo, when a person does an Aver, a person speaks Varim Lot of him, so Rachmanu Litzlan, that's you're using Koyach Aloki to speak bad words. Rachmanu Litzlan. So by being Masig, this idea that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Medaber Dibur Befiv, Shibuchin is Das Nisachid. Al Yedei Das Yerush Kibul Av Nitchil Bala Matayinu. So then there's a unification. Through Das, the Yira that he was Makabel loved originally with the Olam HaTayim. In other words, you have Das, you have this idea that all of your words are coming from God. And through that, there's going to be a Yichud, a unification of the world of Tainu and the world of Yira, the world of Malchus and the world of Bina. Ba'idei Zeh, that we have this Yichud, this unification of Yira with Tainu, Yetzei Mimetzal Yom, you get out of this narrow place. You get out of this place of katnus. So the Seder Avodis Hashem that we've learned until now is the Sodi Rishon is Yira. That's Shara Hashem Tzadikim Yavoyu Goy. That before every Avoda you have to have Yira, and then you need B'chinas Das, the Amuna that God is speaking through you, and that makes an Ichud of the Olam of Yira with the Olam of Tainu, because that Das is going to mezaka you in this Tainu. When you realize that you start off with Yira, and you realize that all of your speech is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Das, and then that Das comes together with that Yira, and that's true Taino. It's going to be an Yichud of Taino with Yira Shachavis HaMochim, which is the opposite of Meitzar Yam. It's not narrow places, it's expansive places. Moiridik. V'adya yichud hazeh, that you're makashi here with tainu, nasa mituk kol adinim, you sweeten all the dinim, ki adinim hein b'meitzer v'katnus, all dinim, all strict judgments, are in the world of narrowness of small small tram, shayi das meitzer v'katnus, in Mitzrayim. Since the das was b'meitzer v'katnus, hayi galus hein dinim, by the ribui adas, yetzim in a galus b'flavus. So the galus, which was dinim, through the ribui, that was galus, galus is din, that's the narrow places, and yet from ribui das, you get out of galus. So to Al Yidin Al Menchem B'chol Dor V'Dor, you have to leave Egypt. Everybody has to leave their own personal Mitzrayim, their own personal narrow places, their own personal galos, their own personal narrow way of thinking, narrow perspective, narrow Avodas Hashem. We're all in Mitzrayim twice a day. We go out of Mitzrayim, especially on Pe'lel Pesach. Shadam Apilat Zum Dashlo Meitzer V'Katnas. A person puts himself and his das in this narrow place, and through this is in a place of strict judgment. And then you call upon yourself this fear, which is the gate, which is Mokum Adin, Ma'adiyah Das, and Omer Shemam, and Kipi Hashem Diberbo. You believe that God is speaking through you, Ba'adiyah Tainu Ge'elion, come through this divine pleasure, Oilam Atayim Gamad Echeirus, this world of pleasure, this world of freedom, which is Oilam Abino, Mene Dinim Is Orin. So what happens? You're mapping yourself. and your das, and this narrow place in this katnas, and through this chastron, the dinim come down. And then you're in the makom of dinim. And when you're makabel, and when you want to become better, you're makabel upon yourself yira, mitzad echad, this is the shahar l'avayit Hashem, like we saw before. And on the other hand, yira is makom adinim kanoida. Right? Because we know the b'chim is malchus, makom adinim, it's malchus. So what do? So when you come to yira, makom adinim, you're serving Hashem with das, and you believe that God is speaking through you, and then you come to the Taina Gelam, to the Anotan Gizam Becheru, is the world that's free of all dinim, which is the Olam Abino. That's the world of understanding. And all the dinim go away. Azai, Mekasher Ayira, you're connecting din, Olam Atanik, Olam Abino, that's the root of it. So in other words, you bring the Yira to its Shoresh, and the Meila Nimtokam Adinim Bishoresh, the beautiful Kabbalistic idea, which means that you take the strict judgments, you get it, you don't erase them. But rather, you get to their root, which is sweetness. Because everything in this world is sweetness. It's all sweet. You just have to bring things to their root. At the root, it's sweet. Just as it comes down to us, it's not so sweet. But at the root, it's sweet. You have to get to the root in order to sweeten the din. And that's, of course, the Yovel. Yovel is the Alma de Cheiris, the Alma de Bina, the 50th of Alma. Zeo, and that's the Maimer Chazal that we started with Mokum Gila Shem Teira Odo. In the place of Gila, that's where you have Ra'odah. But some such Teira Odah, Shia, you need Ra'odah, you need fear. Mokum Gila, Shemekashra Ba'olam Atainu. You have to connect the world of fear with the Olam Atainu, which is the Olam of Simcha. Gila is one of the Shonas of Simcha. Al Yidei Adas Ha'amu, who das? The Taila Lemaila. And then it goes to the place, the place of Yir, it goes to the place of Tainim, where they know Dinim. Ki af, even though Olam Atainim is Olam Ki af, the Minim of Dinim Isarim, we call Makom Urachamim, Me'acher She Olam Asimcha, Makom Simcha Ein Dinim. In other words, the Din starts with in the Olam Abina. Because even the Olam Atainu, which is the Olam Abina, Mina Dina Misarim, the Dina is Misarim from there. We call Mokom Urachamim, nevertheless it's mercy, Me'achash Olam Asimcha, since it's the world of Simcha, like the Yitzchak writes, in Kedusha Shlishis Kepur, Kedusha Levi, V'ni Yadu Shalom Oineg V'nikur Midi Shminis, K'mosh Kosh V'sag V'tzein Lama Elam Oineg, Ki Kein Bina, Eim Abana, Nikur Elam Oineg, V'bina Nikur Elam Tzeich Ala Shminis, Midi Shminis, Bina is the eighth midah. Shminis, Bnei Bina, Yemesh, Menach, Kovu, Shir, Ananim, that's Hanukkah. Negrei, Bonam, Smecha, Nim, Sadli, Tzarek, Lios, Shibnei, Yisrael, Tzarek, Lios, Lem, Simcha, Lem, Simcha, Vatayim, Vatayim. Shem, Simcha, Gmei, Shem, Kosh, Bokh, Simech, Maaseim. We have Simcha, and Hashem, Samech. Akopanim, that's the midah of Bina, Eima, Bonim, Bonim, Lashem, Bina, and the Bina is the Midah Shminis. That's the Eim Abanim Smecha, the Midah Shminis, which is the Midah of Oneg. And now Yotzei Me'eden. Again, these are Hoicha, Hoicha Zachim. We're just saying words. Akopanim, you get to the world of Bina, you make an Ichud between the world of Yira and the world of Yira's Dinim. Now everything comes from the world of Tainim. Tainim is the Alma Decheirus, which is the Olam Abina. And it's true that din comes in there, but it's sweetened. Din is sweetened at the root in the world of Tainig, in the world of Bina. We're mokom simcha in dinim. So since simcha and Tainig are marchav daikir shal adam, there's no dinim. Dinim is only in the place of Meitzar and Katnos. So that's our job. Our job is to expand our das, to know that everything is coming from Hashem, all of our dua is coming from Hashem. That brings us to the place of Simcha, to Yolam Atainuk, and then we're Mamtik, the Dinim B'Sharosham, there at the root of where the Dinim come from. We're going to be sweetened, and then Memele, we can live in a world of Simcha. But again, it all comes from Yerin expanding our Das. Okay, so that's the first part of this Maimer, and Mitz Hashem, this is Shem Darkenu. We will continue the next time, the Nether, and we will see more Neflos. There's so much to say. I'm sweeter than sweet, sweeter than sweet. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will fly high together. Shalom, shalom.